money to add to fund balance for the general fund to offset any tax increase, to leave it, to have the tax increase be at 0%?
Again, we're trying to achieve a healthier fund balance, especially in the A account and that A. And per many manuals, you really should be trying to use your fund balance for one-time occurrences, and it's a poor practice in budgeting to use fund balance type of revenue for non-one-time expenses.
And why does New York State make school districts use their fund balance to reduce their school taxes, and you're telling me you're not using fund balance to reduce town taxes?
You would have to ask the state or
Well, the state is saying it's because that's what fund balance is for.
Okay.
And you're saying, oh no, we got to have a healthy
fund balance has got to be used to operate it. We don't have any money, or money stops coming in, we still have money to operate as a town.
The schools receive a ton of financial aid, too.
First of all, if money doesn't come in, you receive all your tax money. All your profit tax money comes to the town. You are fully reimbursed 100% before you send any money to the county. The county assumes all your unpaid taxes. So your revenue is at 100% for taxes. The only revenue that you're maybe understating or overstating would be those revenues that are maybe from the ambulance fund or from state aid or CHIPS money or something like that. So you tell me that it goes out of the revenue goes, well, the fund balance increases because your expenditures decrease. So the fund balance actually, it's not something you keep building and building and building. You need to get to a reasonable level of fund balance, and then anything above that you would possibly use to offset any appropriations that you make in your budget. So I just asked the question, would you consider adjusting your fund balance to make sure that there was no tax increase? This is a public hearing?
No, we didn't.
It's a public hearing and a public comment.
This is a public hearing.
Correct.
And public comment on your budget. Correct. And I'm giving you a comment on your budget.
And I think you stated it correctly when we started with the tentative budget. We had zero in fund balance, and through our budget process, the town board collectively came to a consensus that we were going to put $40,000 in there to bring that number lower. So as a group, we did look at that, and that was the decision that we made as a group to put $40,000 in there versus zero. And so I would say this board is comfortable at 40, and that's why that decision
so didn't change.
I didn't say that. You asked me for why.
I asked if you could consider, and you're saying you're comfortable with $40,000. So
I personally am comfortable with $40,000. I'm not as comfortable with the fund balance. If we had an abundance of money, if you looked at the history of our fund balances way back in. One year they put hundreds of thousands of dollars in fund balance, and then guess what? At the end of the year, we had $96,000. That's not a very good, comfortable situation.
Well, that's prior administrations, and
that's
not so much you can do about that.
That's correct. And that's
by utilizing excess fund balance, all you're doing is kicking that can down the road. Because if you use it to bring you a zero tax rate this year, then next year you could end up with something higher than, you know.
I never said bring it to zero. I fully understand what fund balance is for.
Okay.
I just asked, and I don't know what you have in fund balance right now, because your financial officer is not here to tell us that, which I'm kind of upset about, because if we have questions, there should be somebody here who does the budget and has all the information available. So if somebody asks a question about finances, there's somebody here. I understand that you only look at the perimeter, you don't have the detail here. Hard for you to answer those questions. What's in your fund balance now? I've looked at the comptroller's reports for the town of Catskill for years 2019 through 2021. 22 is not, don't finish yet. 21 has been filed. At least the annual reports are filed. I don't know about the final finance.
2020
was finished, right? We haven't finished the year.
And it looks like you're doing fine with revenue. I don't see any major issues. Not like the county, who's wallowing in cash, stealing all the money.
And our fiscal stress stayed the same at 3.3, so we did, by doing our due diligence, I think we got the town in a good financial spot.
And the county, has the county given you their funds from New York State? The county now has to give that to you from their sales tax revenue.
The A money, I don't know if we're in receipt of that or not.
You haven't received it yet, or you're not sure?
I can't comment on that. Yeah, I don't know if we can.
Sales tax money?
The AIM
money hasn't come yet.
No, that usually is in the late fall, right?
Yeah, it's usually end of this month, maybe.
Right, so I would say, to the best of my knowledge, we're not in receipt of that money.
Do you anticipate it to be what your budget?
It's right, I mean, I think we're in the 33,000-34,000 range.
Yeah. $38,000 last year.
$38,000?
I noticed that's all that the highway department and their appropriations stayed the same. Highway outside village. I'm just looking at the budget. $1,706,000 was a tentative appropriations, and you're using 40,000 from fund balance, and so that's like a 1.76% increase. Did the highway superintendent request an increase in his appropriations?
You talking highway townwide?
Highway townwide. Highway outside village. Highway townwide is a superintendent's salary. Highway outside village.
What's the question?
The question is, the adopted budget in 2021 was $1,707,000. I'm not going to go with it.
You're right. Actually, I think we reduced highway.
The townwide budget was $1,846,000, and you actually dropped the highway budget back down to 1,706,000, which is actually a little bit of a decrease.
Right, 1,000.
Was there a reason for that?
1,000.
What was the difference between what he asked for?
Just the way we're purchasing the loader, piece of equipment.
Yeah, we're purchasing the loader.
We're purchasing the loader.
He asked for a piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. And the tune of around anywhere from 190,000 to 160,000, depending on what unit is being purchased.
Is that something that can be taken out of the America Act?
No. Not yet, but right now.
Well, I'm reading all the things you can do. If you know, I'm reading all the things that other towns and other counties are doing, and it looks like they're using that money for a lot of things.
I think it's going to open up considerably more.
Currently, purchase of equipment is not something you can use.
No. I'm not going to follow the lead of some other town or some other county that's not doing the right thing. I mean, I'm going to get my guidance from Mike Torchia, State of New York, things that have a governing body over those funds.
Your budget is already well, let's say inflation is about 5.6%, probably go 6%. So you're already under budget by 94%. Your budget now is not at 100%. You've lost money already. I'm just saying that. That's something you're going to have to take a look at, because the prices of goods and services are, with the inflation, are going to be more than you have in these appropriations right now, not necessarily later on. Have you had a contingency plan for any changes in inflation or COVID or anything else? Any thought about any changes in your budget? Who actually makes recommendations? Does your CPA firm do it? Or do you do it?
We all do it. It's a collective, it's a
team.
It's
who comes up with the recommendations? Is it the finance person look at the budget and say, I think maybe you may be over a little bit? And
my answer will remain the same. I think we do that as a collective group, meaning all the town board members. We use our CPA. We talk to everybody that's on our team, meaning Kirsten, our bookkeeper, whoever's can give us insight to make us better. We're always listening for suggestions to move forward and make town of Catskill a better place and a better financial environment.
Do you give the town board financial statements every month? Have you made them publicly available? That's a requirement.
I don't know if you can put them on the web page list on the DA and the Fund B one.
If you want that.
Have you done that in the past?
No.
That's the new, I don't know.
When I was town supervisor, all my financial information was given to the board at a board meeting and made available to the public. That was a state requirement. So that if there's questions, you have the opportunity to say, look, here's your financial statement. You want to take a look at it? Go ahead. No problem. It's not required of the freedom of information.
Kitchen gives it to us every 2 weeks.
Huh?
We get it every 2 weeks. That's the
problem. Well, you get it every 2 weeks, but the public doesn't get it every 2 weeks.
We certainly can put that on the for the monthly board meeting as a website.
It's
mean,
it's really a board policy.
Yeah.
So I mean,
the 8 years I've been on the board, we haven't.
I'm probably the board before you didn't, and the board before you probably didn't.
Yeah. No,
you know what? Same thing as I mentioned before. If somebody, we want to do things to the
best
of our ability.
It is true. We did 15 years ago have tons of paper across that table of each department's
expenditures.
So,
monthly reports.
I just want to make a comment here, and it's an observation. Don't take this the wrong way. Mr. Izzo has something that he's kind of offering, but I don't hear you guys accepting. And maybe I'm wrong, I apologize. But what I hear going on in this meeting right now is people saying things used to be done this way. And I gotta be honest with you, in my fire company, we're in the same situation where people have come in and taken jobs and not really had a good coaching process to be brought up to speed. And it's not your fault, and it's not the previous board's fault, but what we've learned, me especially, because when I left as chief in 02, this is 20 years later, and the Department of Labor and Inspection fueled this, accelerated this whole process. I sat down with all the board members and all the line officers, and I went around and said, do you know exactly what your job is and what you should be doing? And so on and so forth. And they all looked at me. They had a little bit to add, but most of them really had nothing positive to say because nobody ever showed them. It's no fault of our own, but when people are trying to prompt you, Mr. Pirro was very helpful from the town of Athens. He said, David, I want to volunteer my time to help you guys out. We were a little apprehensive at first because we didn't want an outsider coming in telling us how to do things. But we were very acceptable to do that and learn from it. And so that's what I'm going to say.
Right, you don't know what you don't know.
That's right. And sometimes you got to be proactive and not reactive and never bring emotion into the equation. And that's the best advice I've ever offered anybody sitting here in this room.
Okay. Getting back, though, because all the points are well taken, but again,
budget.
Absolutely.
Is the primary reason why we're having a public hearing. So is there any more comments on the data that's encompassed in the budget? Anything else, David, on the budget?
The only thing I was kind of, Mr. Erzo brought up the point of this money being paid to people. Now, I'm not a full-time employee anyways. So if I became sick while I was on the job, by the way, I did that COVID three separate occasions, and they were more than likely due to an exposure at the nursing home on the ambulance, but I obviously didn't get any money for being out sick because I didn't have any sick time and I'm not a full-time employee. My question is, that money going to be made available to if and when it comes available to the folks that did get sick and were out of work? Just something to talk about another time. It's not budget related.
It would be for the part-time people.
Right. Well,
you had COVID?
If you had COVID, then again,
you're covered under the COVID Act.
If you
but
got,
I'm not a full-time employee.
It doesn't matter. If you got, if
you should have been paid.
Right.
14 days.
You got COVID while you were working at the, you know, or it doesn't matter if you had COVID and you couldn't come to work. There's many, many rules and regulations out there. And again, I mean,
you
just have to
stay employees.
Right. So if you had COVID and you couldn't come to work, you were entitled to 80 hours worth of pay. If you had COVID and didn't show up for your schedule, and you couldn't work your scheduled shifts. That's, and again, not to beat this up in a budget meeting, but again, that happened many times in the town of Kingston. So, I mean, if you had that situation happen, then you probably should address it with your immediate supervisor, and then they should address it with our personnel people. But
just one more thing.
Sure.
I would like to commend the board for giving the your first responders a bonus for the work that they're doing for the COVID. It's refreshing to know that you're doing it and the county's not. The county's not giving any of their employees who are associated with COVID a bonus.
Right.
And I think it's unfair for the county employees, not unfair for your employees, but I commend the board for doing that. That's very good.
Thank you. Thanks. It's appreciated. And I think that I'll leave you here with this, but like what Michael was saying, it's just the rules and regulations to get all that approved and do it correctly, so that that we don't have comebacks from the federal government on the monies once they disperse. I mean, if that was easier, it would be easier for us to start doing those type of things. It's just that you got to make sure everything is lined up.
Well, you can't double dip. So if you got to make something in the CARES department, you can't use the ARPA money for it.
Right, but this is bonus, but that's in our budgetary reasons, and that's, again, we did fairly well with the CARES Act 3, so, again, it's zigging and zagging, it is somewhat difficult to bring it all together, but that's what we have a professional with us. Any other further comments on the budget before we close the public hearing?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second?
Second.
Seconded by Paul Bosberg. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
Okay.
Well, 2 hours before polls close.
I still have to go vote, so.
Where do you guys
have to go? Vote turnout already.
Is it low?
Yeah.
But
is it low?
Low.
The turnout count?
I mean, I understand you and you are and Dawn are having problems with voting this year. You're not going to, somebody's running against you.
No kidding. Not me.
I mean, Jared.
Nobody. Come on, don't compare me. Compare me to him.
All right. So maybe before we should we at this point make the amendments to this couple amendments we got to make to the
budget. We have to go into our board meeting to do that.
Mm-hmm. So we got to So let's motion to open our board meeting. Stay open. Okay. So we're here. Okay.
We're here.
So the only changes that we do have in our, in the budget from what we posted, from a change from the preliminary to go to the adopted budget was the Leeds Fire Department. That number that was in our preliminary was 117,609. Through our public hearing that we had last week, that
that's going for the town of Catskill, $125,183. Kiskatown Fire Department, we had $185,063. They actually reduced theirs by $1,000 to $184,063. I think you have the notes on this, right, Liz?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's see what else we got. The summary of all funds pages, which move formulas to the new column to the right, which Pearson just got to move those over for the percentage changes. Tax limit levy, that's also changed. Let's see where we were. We were at the $4,161,660, and our new tax levy limit is $4,165,549. But I can give you those numbers, Liz, if Kirsten didn't already.
I have them. Thank you.
So those are the changes to from the preliminary to the budget that we should adopt later today. Anything we're missing on our budget, Michael, or did that?
No, those are the only changes that we addressed afternoon from what was on the preliminary. So essentially the budget, because of the fire district, the numbers are going up about seven grand.
Right. And it's only affecting the fire district, it's not affecting any of the tax rates that we spoke about earlier.
Correct, it's not affecting the town tax rate. Or the village tax rate, just the fire district rate.
Okay. We need a motion on those changes, Liz?
Probably.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you need a motion?
Motion.
By Dawn, seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. It's always nice to put that folder away.
So I'll finalize the tax gap?
Yes, because we're going to adopt that budget tonight.
Okay.
So we should be good. Appreciate all the help, and again, my torch has done
yes,
a good
you.
Job. And Kirsten Ulich, our bookkeeper, I can't thank both of you enough. I mean, she has our backs day in and day out.
Great job.
She does an excellent job, and if she sees something, she alerts us immediately. And if she thinks we can do better, she lets us know then too. So it's great to have her here with us, and she's good support for us. Okay, so minutes to be accepted from the October 5th meeting, town board meeting. We got October 13th budget shop meeting, minutes to be approved. October 14th budget workshop meeting, minutes to be approved. October 19th budget workshop meetings to be approved. October 20th town board budget workshop and committee meeting. October 27th public hearing, the fire department contract.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Some pending resolutions. Contract between the Town of Catskill and the Malden West Camp Fire District. Whereas the contract between the Town of Catskill and Malden West Camp Fire Company for fire protection to the Fire Protection District Number 1 will expire on December 31st, 2021. And whereas the Town of Catskill held a public hearing on November 2nd, 2021 at 6:10 p.m. to enter into a contract for a period of January 1, 2022 through December 31st, 2026. So therefore, we, the Town of Catskill Board, hereby affirm the contract between the Town of Catskill and the Malden West Camp Fire Company for fire protection for the Fire Protection District Number 1 for a period from January 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2026, subject to conditions set forth in the contract.
Motion
by Paul.
Second.
Seconded by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Next one we have is the Leeds Fire Department's contract. Whereas the contract between the Town of Catskill and Athens and the Leeds Host Company Fire Company for the fire protection, but for the Leeds Fire Protection District Number 1 will expire on December 31st, 2021. And whereas the Town of Catskill held a public hearing on November 24th, 2021 at 6 o'clock to enter into a contract for a period of January 1, 2022 through December 31st, 2022. So there. Therefore, the Town Board of Catskill hereby affirms a contract between the Town of Catskill and the Mount, and that should probably end Leeds Fire Company for protection or Leeds Fire Protection District for the period of January 1, 2022 to December 31st, 2022, subject to conditions set forth in the said contract. You just got to have that one.
I do, thank you.
The date on, too.
Yeah, the public hearing was on.
27th.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay, so we got those two corrections in the resolution.
When did it get changed to a one-year contract? I knew nothing of that.
So we need to do the public hearing.
I'll get you the minutes of those public hearings, David, because that's what was agreed upon between the town board of Athens and the town board of Catskill. Just because I think a lot of items came up during that meeting that people wanted more answers to, and you know the time frame just wasn't going to work. It's, you know, again, I think it's best to read the meeting minutes on those because again,
and
so there was and
I didn't know it was a 1 year because I told you the text.
What's that?
You did know it was a 1 year because I told you the text, and you acknowledged.
Let me see where that is. And I believe the contract total is
$166,991.
That was the latest text. So when did that get sent? Yeah, I don't know. Somebody sent me those droid.
But
the good news is we got, you know, it's up $20,000 from where we were standing, and it's going to give everybody time to reevaluate and things like that. I mean, that was a consensus of you know, the board members from both towns that were there, and frankly, I mean, I think, you know, John was on board with that as well, I believe. But anyway, the town board, he's not a deciding person in that anyhow, but the town board is what they agreed to.
Motion
by Gary.
Seconded
by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion so carried. Okay. Consideration of whereas the town board held a public hearing on November 2nd to hear comments and concerns regarding the 22 preliminary budget, and whereas those in attendance heard, so therefore the town of Catskill hereby adopt the 2020 preliminary budget. What I think that has to state with the changes list.
Right.
I mean, I think that's important to, you know, make a note of that so it's,
yes,
so it's not open-ended. So, you know, so again, the town of Catskill board hereby adopted the 2020 preliminary budgets with the mentioned changes in our November 2nd meeting to the fire districts and to the tax cap. So final budget, instruct the clerk to send the final budget to the Greene County as required by town law. Yeah. Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion so carried. Correspondence, Liz was probably there, but Greene County Resolution 2261-21 established the equalization rates for Catskill at 48%.
That's crazy.
Somewhere along the line, you got to come up with some money for that. Go ahead, Joe.
That's really killing you.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That, you know, that's your county budget. And there are only four towns that had an increase in their tax rate, and County Catskill is one of them.
Three.
1.3 towns.
Three towns.
1.2%. But it's really the equalization rate. And as that number keeps dropping, the town council is going to be hurt when it comes to doing your county.
Right.
It requires a revaluation, which is even tougher to do.
Right. Right. And today
is forming an ambulance.
It's 400. I mean, right now, I mean, we've got, you know, just to our assessors, I mean, that number is floating around 450 to do. So, I mean, not to, you know, there's an opportunity maybe a couple of years down the road that we get a pilot that we didn't have before for some significant money. So that might be that time that we can, you know, do things like that. But again, it's on our radar. Might be a good reason to build fund balance that we can maybe throw it at that one. You know, I don't know how we're going to get there, but it's something that we got to do. Letter from Central Hudson regarding the routine line clearance program. Notice from the village of Catskill systems of high triethyl methane levels.
Yeah, what is that?
Just said THM.
What is it?
It's a THM.
What is it?
It's cloudy.
It's cloudy. No.
And we got more cloudy.
It's not a drinking water, so.
Okay. So a letter from the Rotary Club for restoration of the wacky ramp race that was sponsored by the Rotary. That would be nice to get back. I mean, there's a lot of comments on it. That used to be a nice thing that we had down at Deacon out to the river. Email from DPS regarding public statement hearing transcript relating to the amendment of the Champlain Power Express application on October 2021. And we also have notice of the planning board resignation, which is going to be effective at the end of the year from Brenda Vandermeer. Okay. Continuing business, quote on the refurb uplift of the ambulance. I think everybody's going to be seated at that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Get it on.
Yep. Worth it.
So we got a proposal.
In the grand scheme of things, isn't that just insane money? I understand, but I mean.
Right. So to refurbish.
73.
We're looking
73.
At 73,350, and that's not without the new front seat because they can't move those, so that's another option. But I mean,
new chassis under or not? Just fix them once there.
Refurbish box.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's like interior, it's like clean and detail entire patient compartment, replace attendee seats, metal base, interior cabinet doors, replace defective latches hinges, replace torn, heavy, worn interior vinyl, supply, install striker plate floor for the loading system, install customer supplied striker power load system, repair, replace broken interior plastic fence, louvers, etc. Exteriors, remove all graphics and details, repair paint, rear body corrosion spot from rear doors, clean buff, new graphics, patching back to the department layout, includes rubbing of rub rail striping, so on and so forth, remove SS stainless steels, power coating wheels black, and goes on interior full custom, clean and detail the package of the front cab compartment, repair paint console, repair driver steering wheel, repair and replace broken steel cab plastic, a chance to replace the front and rear brakes. New pads and rotors. It's a question, frankly. Now that I hear that, we have our own in-house guy, so I don't know why we're really doing front brakes and rear brakes and rotors when we have a mechanic on staff. Good thing we read that.
So ambulance needs, that needs a suspension upgrade. It bounces like a mule.
Inspect and repair and replace front control arms as needed. Replace the front rear shocks and struts. So that's going to be a big one. If you're saying that. Front end alignment, inspect body mounts, replace as needed, full chassis, PM, flush change, coolant, transmission fluid, service oil, and such like that. I would like to be...
What's that, Jerry? It's a full recon.
It's a... Right. I mean, per, you know, Jack Allmarauders, which is our head mechanic, or our... He's head because he's our... He's
the only...
I want to make it sound good, but he's our chief guy, you know? But he's more involved. And he's telling
you, number one,
from my conversation, that the ambulance is worth that investment. Like, you know, the longevity, get a few more years out of it and keep it in the rotation. My thing is, and that's a financial question, we allotted $15,000 in 2021, so we could reserve that, and we put another $15,000 in 2022, and then pay for it in 20. I mean, ideally, I'd like to pay for it in 22, so I really don't want it. You know, I don't want this thing back until 2022 early, if that's possible. Unless there's another way to skin that cat that you think we should do. You know, that.
Right now, there's not. Unless,
which is fine.
Something comes up.
Right. Because I mean, they want to get out there. But I mean, the timing. The timing is important. All right. So anyway,
take all that before we get it.
We need a motion to at least approve that.
Motion
for motion by Cyril, seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried.
To get the parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, once they get into it.
What's the company?
It's Northeast Rescue.
Yes?
Yeah.
Don't
get
there we go, page 2. Sign at the ambulance building. This is you got a few things. Joe, sign at the ambulance building.
There is no sign. Right here.
There will be soon.
No. I mean, there's no sign now.
What do you think of this?
Light up.
What do you think of that, Joe? Is that something you... Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. You can ask that back.
I got a complaint. I'm about replacing the flags. I'm tired of doing it.
Yeah,
that,
I agree with that.
Out of my own pocket. Go ahead, say something.
Is it a lighted sign or just...
No, it's going to be an antique
goose
sticks that are going to shine down.
It's going to be black. I got it.
I'll put one up. I got three for last.
No,
I put one up. I don't need another one for the third year. I'll take care of it.
Well, I'll tell you this.
What do you think?
On January 1, on 2020,
a new flag up there.
You did? I'm proud of you.
On January 1 or 2, but it wasn't.
Put one up on Veterans Day. 3, since I've worked there.
What?
I'll put another one up.
No, you don't. Don't. No, we got any gone about the 7th. But Veterans Day's coming up.
We should be replacing our flags twice a year anyway.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to have to put it in the email. When you lower the flag for Colin Powell or anybody
else,
it's an opportunity to see what you need and fix it.
No, it's 7, so it stays up all day.
Okay, we're going to move on from the flag. We got flags. We don't need any money involved. So let's get on with this. Let's get on with the
sign.
The sign.
I personally like the one rendering I got for really the orange. I like the blue sign with the Town of Catskill logo and the EMT logo. I kind of think that sign looks like a police station with a big badge on it.
I like the EMT sign.
Here's the other one.
Is that the one Gary talked about?
Yeah.
Like that. You like that?
Without the emblem, and then you got the, what do they call it? The Star of Life on it. If we went with that one, I don't know if we need the Catskill logo, maybe like we got that with the two stars.
I don't know. I kind of like that one.
Like the left.
It's uniform. That's
just
on all your uniforms. It's on your
ambulance.
I don't like it.
It's a black. It looks like the.
I mean, it's, you know what it is? We're not there to market something. We're there sort of to identify a building. You know, it's not trying to walk.
You should be marketing your ambulance, absolutely.
We don't want. We're not looking for walking traffic on West Bridge Street.
That's a whole other story.
Well, yeah.
We're not.
You may fix a mess, as it was Stuart
said.
Right. Anyway, I mean, but it's a dynamic. You know, some of the points are well taken. If you go by there at night, it's a neon. Not neon, it's a. It's a plastic shell with fluorescent lights on it, and you can't see anything. All it's.
There you go. We should get an open sign.
Open sign. Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
So what do you think? Any?
So all, what is the preference?
It's uniform. I mean, uniform. I think you can get carried away with all this kind of stuff too.
This is what you're gonna say. You know this is where the ambulance is. That's what I like about this one.
I would have put ambulance. I would have put something that's being disturbed by paramedics.
I was thinking Town of Catskill ALS, but
that's an inside. It is. It's kind of outside inside thing. But yeah, if we would put Town of Catskill.
Nothing
near
Town of Catskill.
Yeah, we could put paramedics, but you know. I mean, those are things that we can do a better job on Facebook. Let's get the sign. We've been working on this for 2 years in COVID. Get a sign up. Let's move on.
So which one do you go
for? What do you like?
Either one of those two. We've been talking about this for a year.
What are you thinking?
The one on top stands out.
Well,
done.
I'm with that too. So we're going to go with the motion first to go with Jen's sign. And
to get it installed tomorrow.
The door, a sign.
That's
to make sure the title bulb includes removal 1800.
Which one did you choose?
We're going to go with Jen's sign, and it was $1,800.
As long as
it's we got to just confirm that it's going to be something that's going to be fully removal of the old signage and installation of the new one. And then we'll make that determination later depending on what kind of electric we want. This is just a sign, but not the, minus the lighting. You know, like the gooseneck.
Oh, it's not a light-up sign?
No, we're putting the same antique-style lights that are on the sides of the door to shine down the sign like the town hall is.
Yeah, none of that, no more of that bright
stuff
out there. So it's not fitting out there, and it's not needed. And if you started doing those, you're two and a half
start
times.
Like that.
Are you going to be in compliance with the village sign hall?
Yes.
Technically, since we're just talking about
I think this is how we maybe present.
I
have already inquired with a town. If we were going to put the old sign up, I don't know if we would be. Again, that's off topic. Right. We're good.
Motion.
We got a motion. Second, right. All those in favor? Motion so carried. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
I'm going. I just want to bring you up to speed. We've been working with the contracting firm for the new potential buyers of the Astoria Motor Corp. It's moving forward slowly, but I'm just keeping a loop or looking at the plot plan, the fire hydrants. They're going to sprinkle all the buildings now. And I said, I mean, not put all my input in, but still got to go in front of everybody else. But I've been going, they've been very proactive. They want to get the deal done so they can start in the spring. And
you want to get like, the deal.
And so we get back on making some facade. Yeah.
Just look at what we're looking at when we go by it every day.
Well, that's your fault. You live in Leeds. These guys don't. You drive by there every day. You should never let that happen.
Have a nice
time. How about a zip line, David?
Yeah,
a zip line.
Yeah,
let's
see.
All right. I think we're good. Let's see. No, we've got to keep moving.
Yeah.
New business. Liz, can you update us a little bit on availability with the, because I'm not really in the loop on the DAR meetings.
They would like to know if the Little Red Schoolhouse is available to meet there.
Sure.
It would be lovely.
Sure, they've taken ownership in it, and they're actually looking to actually partner up a little bit.
There was not, that conversation didn't happen.
The furnace is the only thing before they occupy it. I want to have somebody come in and check the furnace, CO2 and things of that nature. Again, and they have made an informal offer to at least help if we needed a new heating furnace in that building. So if they can help us with a furnace, they can certainly meet there.
Absolutely.
Do we need a motion on that, or are we just... Let's just get them in there and see what happens. Let's get the furnace in. Let's get it painted.
We don't worry about paint or furnace.
There you go. Next one.
All right, next one. Scheduling of informational meeting on the marijuana. So let's do that at our next meeting. And if we can, please, maybe could we schedule it over to the senior center just in the event people want to come out and talk about marijuana laws?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the public?
Well, it's not really. It's a public forum type of thing.
It's a workshop meeting.
It's a workshop meeting. It's not really a formal public hearing because we're not really...
We have to have a public hearing.
If we decide that we're going to opt out.
So let's schedule that now.
Our next meeting is next Wednesday?
It's the 17th.
It's
the 17th.
Here we go.
So let's schedule a public hearing.
I might not be, but...
If we're not going to opt out, yeah, we can.
So let's plan our December meeting.
Tentatively have a public hearing scheduled for, especially if we decide that we want to opt out on the lounge part of it. I mean, I'm not saying...
You can decide that at your November 17th meeting.
And so have time to schedule...
To schedule your public hearing for December 7th, if you so choose to. You have plenty of time.
Because do we have to file anything with the state on this? Is there a time frame on that?
If we decide to be silent, nothing happens, and we're in. If we decide that we don't want to be in, then we're going to have to pass a local law. And I think it's Section 4 of the New York Marijuana Law that allows us to do that. You know a little bit about it, Michael?
You do have to opt out, you have to elect a law, create a law.
Right. I mean, I've heard a lot of stuff, good and bad. I mean, mostly, I mean, I know somebody in Florida. I talked to them this morning. It's municipal. You get on a Zoom, you get a script. He said, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
places are lined up.
Florida's only
one. Florida's in Lucy. Okay. Liz, you know what I don't have is that letter of interest. Do we have anybody got a copy of that? Let's hear more about the budget stuff.
Oh, letter of interest?
Yes,
letter
of interest.
I don't know if we will. I guess we can read the whole thing. This is for the Board of Assessment and Review. Dear Supervisor Finch, I read with great interest. I read the opening for the Board of Assessment. In my 18 years as full-time resident council, I've made 3 real property purchases. I applied 2-for-2 building permits as variances, merged adjacent lots, presented sketch reviews to planning boards. And all this has given me the opportunity to interact with various county and town officials, including the assessor's office. I am currently a math instructor coordinator of the math program at Ulster Community College. In that capacity, I serve as an executive committee of academic senate, governing bodies of the facilities. I have past work in academic appeals committee, which hears appeals from students who feel they are graded unfairly. I've served on the contract negotiations where I've had the opportunity to consider financial proposals from my different angles. A seat on assessor would give me the opportunity to bring to use my experience with numbers and financial consideration, my experience on committees, and my experience as a resident of Catskill. I have dedicated my career to serving the community through my work at the community college, and I would be honored to serve the community that I live in. I welcome the opportunity to discuss my experience and qualifications further if needed. Thank you for the consideration. I look forward to your response. Sincerely, Matt Goodell. So that's, I mean, we've had it posted for a while. I mean, obviously, ideally, we'd like to have multiple candidates for awards to look at and review. So, but that's the only application that I've had that came through, so. And I mean, Audrey does want to act on it.
Make a motion, second pass motion.
Motion by Patrick, seconded by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. Okay, where are we at? That's it. Public comment. Any other thing?
We have to go to the executive session and discuss employment issues?
We could, if you like it. And yeah, if... I mean, I don't have a lot of additional information at the current time. Let's go into executive session just to discuss personnel issues.
Are you opening up for public comment or
first? Yeah, any public comment?
Any other public comment? Or then we're going to need a
motion. Are we coming out?
We're not going to. No decisions were being made after the executive session. Right.
Motion.
Right, Jared, you would think of this deal.
Second. Almost going to go into executive.
Hold on.
What'd you do?
I thought we were going to do something for the employees.
Oh!
Oh, that?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I thought there was another issue.
No.
Me too. Well, that's why I was talking
about it. I mean, we don't have to do that anymore. Do you want to do that?
I think we should do that.
Though. Yeah, let's figure it out.
But we have to hash out the details.
Right. I think where we're at, I mean, like what we're talking about is that we want to, again, as we talked about with our first responders, and I guess we're not 100% on where the format's going to look like, but I mean, any help that we can, I mean, we can make a decision on what employees, you know, we can talk about that and probably, you know, it's a compensation thing.
I can tell you what the county did over Columbia County, and a lot of the towns over there are following that. They actually graded all of the positions. Not employees, but the positions on a 1 through 10. I'm not really sure of the actual scale. And depending on where you, and it was based on the interaction with the public and the ability to be exposed to COVID. So, like your fire, your first responders, rescue squad, those guys would be higher up on the scale. And they were getting, I forgot how it would actually work, but like, you know, 1 to 3 was getting 25 cents an hour from March 20th, 2020 to March 20th, 2021. So they were basically paying a year's worth based on, and then if you were 3 to 5 or 6, you were getting 50 cents an hour or 75. So they graded everybody, all the positions. And they allocated X amount of dollars.
Why, what they actually were. So I know
well, but based on the exposure, based on what they actually were. And they did it from the
yeah, I think
March 20th was the day that a lot of places closed.
Right.
17 to the 20th there. They shut a lot of places down.
Right, so people who work from home,
that's a different grade for them.
They would get a lower grade. In theory, they would get a lower grade than someone who was exposed.
What anybody else does is their business, but we're a small town.
Yeah.
Right? We have employees, right? Mm-hmm. So
could we lump it, say you want to...
Right, because it's going to be like a bonus.
You can do
right.
Whatever you want as far
right.
as that goes.
Right.
You
I'm
can
not
say,
into this.
We're giving everybody a dollar an hour or... We're giving everybody $1,000, whatever you want to do.
I mean, I was talking about the full-time employee.
Mm-hmm.
We'll throw a number out there, maybe is $1,000. And then a part-time employee, maybe a $500. And then a part-time person would be, you know.
You can do it that way. And then
the lower-level person might be a $500 to $250. I mean, we haven't hashed that out at all, but...
Okay.
So $1,500 for, like, you're saying if it was a number 10 employee, and an example would be our first responders as an example, and somebody that might have had the least opportunity to be, exposed, half of that without any
other. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot more work to grade the people and then figure out a dollar amount.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you think about it, if you're going to give somebody 50 cents an hour, in theory, from March 20th to March 20th, it's 2,000 hours, it's $1,000.
Right.
So you can say, hey, we're giving our full-time people $1,000.
Right.
We're giving our part-time people this much. And we're going to give extra money to first responders. I mean, it's all coming out of that ARPA money.
Right.
So,
I mean, and I guess you just got to just do it. I mean, it's just if somebody only worked a couple of days or one shift,
It is what it is. We're not talking about grading. That's how they avoided that by using the hours.
Right. They did the hours to avoid that kind of thing.
Right.
Because if somebody said, hey, I'm not working because I don't want to get exposed, and they didn't have the shifts, as opposed to saying, hey, he's a first responder, he gets $1,000.
And the only place that doesn't make sense to me is with the ambulance, because the part-timers did step up and take shifts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they worked more hours than a normal part-time person would have.
Mm-hmm.
We had heroes all over the place.
So we're,
if you're doing a rate per hour, that would cover those people.
Exactly, that's what I agree.
It would be better for those kinds of people than just saying, hey, it was part-time, it's 500.
Right.
So, but you can treat that class separately than everybody else.
Yeah.
Because they had a greater exposure.
Thank you.
And the other thing you just want to.
Where?
In the leagues.
Leagues.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
O'Shea's.
Huh?
O'Shea's.
9:30, right?
I don't know. 9, or I don't really know.
9?
9, I think.
9 o'clock? Yeah.
Yeah, but then I'll start getting results on 9:30.
So the other thing you should consider with the pay increases when you're looking at the ARPA, it will include the Social Security on that payroll, but it will not include any increase in
pension.
Right, the 3% into the state's retirement.
That
would be on you guys. Just so you're aware of that.
Right. I think we're looking at saying, hey, if you're a full-time employee, you're getting $1,000, and then whatever the tax deductions are.
Yeah. Well, it'd be $76.
That's what it's going to be. So I think was there talk? I might have missed that. If you had a part-time person that really works, like we're just going to, it's part-time is a part-time, correct?
Are we talking about over there?
Yes.
I think everybody that's over there that works, whether they should all get $1,000.
I agree.
Yeah, I think we had said something.
Even part-time, full-time
over there.
If they work.
Even if it was one shift, two shifts.
Yep. Good. They were just as in danger as anybody that worked.
Is that something you can do? Can we do it as a bonus?
Instead
of an hourly thing, like did we think about
you
an hour?
You can do it at any reasonable plan that you guys decided on. Like I said, over there they decided to grade everybody. I mean, I guess somebody could challenge it. It should have been a 5 instead of a 3, and I should have gotten some money. But
the
guy didn't work.
No. This is all hourly stuff. It was not elected.
Even that guy that worked once, and you're going to give a guy that worked once 1,000. You got a guy that camped out over there.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to set with the guy that.
They'll all be happy that they got 1,000.
Yeah, you say that now.
You say that. because we're going to have somebody that picked up one shift.
Right, but why did that person pick up one shift? Because any of those other people didn't want it.
Or somebody had COVID.
We had a lot of them had COVID. We had six had COVID.
Yep.
Right, so thank God they picked it up.
So we have
I think we can fine tune it.
Right, because we still have. We have too much to.
Yeah, let's find it. I mean,
I'd like to get the checks to the people
so they can have it for Christmas.
Right. I think what we'll do is
I'd like to get the checks till before Christmas.
Well, I mean, I'm in agreement with that.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's good to put Kirsten maybe and she can start running it a little bit for us. And,
right. It's a little analysis of
so
just over there, town hall, cemetery, highway.
That'll be different.
They all get the same.
Why?
Full-time, part-time, yeah. We'll come up with a figure for that because some of them did stay home for X amount of
weeks. Some took them 3 or 4 weeks off and others didn't. So
the highway was out for 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
2 to 4.
But they did come back.
But they come back. COVID was still on.
But like I said,
No matter what you do, someone's going to be up to it. So if you say it's flat across the board and full-time was getting $1,000, somebody who worked at home that whole time, somebody else is going to have animosity against them and say, well, they were at home the whole time.
So
no matter what you do, you're going to be wrong.
Right.
So once you get over that concept, it's who do you want to take care of, you know?
So,
it's who really was most exposed.
That's what you
maybe you want to give them a little bit more money as opposed to...
That's what we're looking at. I think the initial, what was it, there's an ambulance person full-time, 1,000, a part-time person, 500.
No, that was the original thought, but now we're going to do everybody that worked for ambulance 1,000. Because their exposure level is the highest out of everyone.
Well, seriously, it's more exposure than somebody who's working from home.
And then town hall or everybody else, we were looking at 500 and 250. 500 for the full-time and 250 for the part-time. Or anybody else minus ambulance. It's still money. It's still something that... It's still a gift.
And if they don't want it, they can give it back.
Right, money they didn't have before.
So we'll look at it. I'll have Kirsten here, and we'll see where we're at with it.
Right.
We'll
have it
before
our
employees. And then we can fine tune it if we feel we want to do it at that point.
And we do have employees over at ambulance that they don't want to call.
Right.
Which won't qualify.
Absolutely.
But then again, you have the cemetery, right? That worked too.
Yep.
But you know what I mean?
And they had, and I'm going to be honest with you, and they had COVID exposure. People, they were being pallbearers and helping people out. It wasn't pleasant, to be honest about it.
But if you said you had people at the ambulance that didn't work at all, you don't want to make a resolution that says full-timers are getting 1,000, part-timers are getting 500, because now I'm a part-timer and I didn't work. So you may have to fine-tune that for those people.
Right. We got to word it so like
it's got to be worded properly. Right. Otherwise, somebody's going to say, "Well, I didn't get my money."
Right,
and that's how
it's
got
to be anybody that worked over under.
Basically, from March 20th of 2020 to December 31st of 2020, anyone that worked.
Well, we
did March to March, right?
What's that?
Do we have to do March to March, or
you can do any time frame you want? Technically, the CARES Act or the HEROES Act is still going on. It just got extended today to December 15th.
Okay.
So, there's still supposed to be mask mandates and all the other things that are going on. So, March 2020 to whatever.
Until COVID showed up. January's kind of off the book table.
Yeah.
But
we're not doing an hour.
We're doing a lump sum thing anyway. So.
Right. If you're not doing an hour.
But if we're looking at when people worked for us and didn't work for us.
January's off the book.
Right.
If you only work January, you're not going to have it.
That's good. That's a good conversation.
It's good to work it through, and then again, when we did retro pay with the unions, it was based on if you worked 1,000 or 2,000. Just because that way, but you do have to make it, you have to pick a definition, because if somebody worked zero, they're not in it.
Right. So you just have to watch how you word that to make sure.
Once we get the numbers, we'll know how to word it up a little bit better.
You don't have that many employees, so she should be able to list all the employees and all the hours they work, and then you can compute that to whether they're full-time or part-time. You give a parameter, say, we want to know from March into December or March until March, and she should be able to pull that from the payroll system and be able to drop all that information in, and then you can allocate monies. You can say, well, here's the base pay, and then we're giving this group of people an extra $250 because of high risk exposure or whatever you want to do, however you want to do it.
Right. And that's a good point, even because it was in our budget meetings, so we can run numbers a little bit better for our employees. It's like it's an add-on $50 a month instead of doing it. So Kirsten can get into that. So when we get into this task, you might think it's a good idea to have that program. Because it's not, sometimes we have to call up our payroll company and say, can you run that for us?
No, it's much better just to be able to
do it here.
Yeah.
push the buttons and let the computer do the work.
Alright. Jared, you're on.
Supposed to go to executive session, specific personnel issues.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.